Are we capable? Can we do it?
Hey!
Hey there!
Hey there!
How's it going, pals?
It's really good, pal. How are you?
Thanks for asking. Good, thanks.
Pew, pew, pew!
Pew, pew, pew! Pew.
Video games!
Oh, yeah, arcade style.
Yeah.
It's a short and sweet throw in the pow. We're talking about best video games.
What was that?
That was the underground part.
Oh, it's Mario. Sorry, yeah, the only Mario video game that Frank knows. And who chose this one?
So it's the best video game adaptions into film. I chose it because I'm a huge nuff, a video game nuffy.
I don't think that's the terminology.
I love Minecraft. I love playing on my Nintendo Switch. I love talking about Wii.
I think we've had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name one mine.
Name one craft.
What?
Not the cheese.
Yeah.
Anyway, isn't craft?
Should you guys go first? Because I've got a bunch. I'm ready.
I think we should start with Frank.
My name's Frank.
No,
that's not what we meant, and you know it.
Oh, okay.
Tell us. Give me your phone.
Go. Best.
Give me your fucking phone.
I've memorized the list.
Okay, I'll go. Do you want me to go?
No, I've got one that I actually think is good.
We're doing best and worst.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Because none of them are good.
That's such a lie.
Except for the one I'm about to talk about.
Okay, go.
Watch this.
The best?
Yeah, but where do I start on my list? I've got a bunch. Where do you want me to start? Top, bottom.
This is painful. This is what you sound like, Tom. This is like
he does say top and bottom a lot.
That bad.
No, it is, though. It is. It truly is.
I'm actually parodying Marcus when he's like, I've got a few here.
Okay.
What would you like?
Oh,
you want my best one?
It's you delaying answering something and riffing. Rather than just getting to the point. I thought you were taking the piss out of Tom.
People have called the police on this podcast at this point. All right? Truly, we are being investigated. Tell us.
Okay, Frank.
Your first title, Frank.
I don't want to go first.
Okay, I'll go.
Honestly.
Here we go.
Resident Evil. The first Resident Evil movie.
That's top of your list.
It's up there. It's the first Resident Evil movie I think is a good movie. It's silly and it's very gory and it's very
They're scary games,
in a video game way, kind of scary, but also like convoluted. It's got Michelle Rodriguez in it. It's got, Mila Jovovich. Thank you, Mila Jovovich. Yeah. And it is a fun movie. I enjoy watching it. It doesn't it's not a top tier
Did you guys
film.
Play Fear?
A little.
That's scary.
That's probably the most impressive thing I've heard Frank say in terms of gaming.
That fear is scary.
Nice pull.
That's a real hot take, man.
Frank, have you seen Resident Evil?
I've only ever seen the first three. The second and the third one are both pretty bad. And I know there's like 10 after that.
You haven't played the games?
No, a little. I've actually played the second one all the way through.
Okay, so the first film.
And actually, no, I played the third one.
It's an honorable mention to me because it's a good zombie film.
Yeah.
It's not a good Resident Evil film.
I think that's a fair take in the sense, the games I've played, don't have that same atmosphere.
The story, they literally took the concept and went, cool, we're going to give you a protagonist that doesn't exist in the universe and change the storyline effectively. That's what they went with.
My name is
Alice,
and I remember everything.
So my top one is Silent Hill.
Oh,
have you seen Silent Hill?
I didn't know they made a movie.
It's so good.
Really?
So good. Nah,
I didn't know that.
Why are we doing all these scary ones?
Some of the best adaptations in my list are literally horror games turned films, and they're really, really good.
You wonder why I haven't seen them or played them.
I know. I can tell. I can't believe you picked this topic.
Way to alienate me.
Way to alienate yourself.
I got a bunch on my list.
I wish an alien.
I love
ate
that
you,
he
honestly. I wish an alien came down, served you up, ate you whole.
Oh, I've just thought of a better one.
Alien
Isolation.
Isolation
is the best adaptation, but it's not a film. It's the other way around.
Yeah, you're talking about a game
that
I'm became
so
a movie.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Excited.
We did cover this before the record started.
Yeah,
because Frank's like the Godfather game, and it's like wrong way. Yeah.
So Frank, your list, aka Google.
Yeah.
What else have you found?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course I have.
What did you think of it?
I think it's a fun movie.
From a non-gamer. Ben Schwartz. But you understand the concept of Sonic, right?
Yeah, run across, get coins, roll in a ball.
Literally.
Really, really fast.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Knuckles can fly.
Blue doesn't show up on blue.
Knuckles can't fly.
Knuckles isn't, that's what I said. I said Knuckles isn't the fly. I said the other one.
That's the Tails.
Sure. But heads.
Yeah. Jim Carrey as Egg?
Robotnik.
Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik.
What am I thinking of? Yeah. I haven't seen the Sonic movies.
All three of them are really good. Ben Schwartz, James Marsden. It's terrible. A great pairing. It's just funny. It's good.
Funny to watch the how the fans got so involved with Sonic to change the design.
This is one thing I'm like, good on the creators to actually take that feedback because he did look horrifying.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
I think it's probably one of the first cases where people have genuinely listened to the fans and tried to fan service as best they can because that's exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
Silent Hill does it so closely, it checks out, it makes sense. Resident Evil... Number two for me is Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. It was 2021.
Mm.
It wasn't overly well received. It is the closest thing to the video games. It's so good. It's a good zombie film. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
It's fantastic.
I was going to jump in on your what they need to do is listen to the fans and service.
Yes.
I don't know if in every instance that's great advice. Okay. Like I think the franchise of, which is getting off on a tangent a little bit, but Star Wars is very emblematic as an example of something.
No, I'm talking about video games.
We should not always listen to the fans.
I'm talking about video games.
When it comes to video games.
Fans can be just inseparable on every level.
The Last of Us, which is a television show, so it doesn't count, but The Last of Us is a very successful adaptation, critically acclaimed with people who've never played the games.
Yep.
And yet if you listen to the fans, that show would not exist because they're like, why does Ellie look like that? Why doesn't she look like the one from the game?
She's copping a lot of hate.
She is, and it's like, fuck the fan. I don't care about the fan base of that game. Like, they're some of the worst people.
But also, isn't that game it's story-based?
Yes.
So, like, if you went off track, that would be the main sin.
But it's not that going off track, they're literally just
I understand that.
She's not as hot as the 14-year-old in the game. And it's like,
that sentence isn't nice.
No, it's not only that's not nice, it is just amplified everywhere. Yeah. Like, full chest is what they're saying all the time.
If Bella Ramsey wasn't backing it up with actual talent because she's very talented.
I haven't seen the show, but I heard she's great.
She's killing it. She's delivering so well. But yeah, she's a very unique looking girl, and so the fans are obviously losing their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So in that instance, no, I agree. But
with Resident Evil,
what matters in The Last of Us? Isn't it about the it's the story, right? It's very emotional. It's even in the game,
it is a game that changed games, 12 years ago when it came out and made them cinematic in a way that
cinematic
was unparalleled.
Storytelling. Yeah,
it really hadn't been done in that manner.
I will say with no spoilers that they do deviate and yet the fans are still like, huh, that's really different. But I kind of liked it.
Some fans are into it.
Yeah.
There's some who are just
it's
always
still
going to be
working.
Upset.
No, that's
some
right.
Of them just
anyway,
never
that's
happen.
A TV show. Hitman, the first Hitman movie with Timothy Olyphant.
Oh,
did you like that?
I think that movie is trash and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
I think it's an enjoyable. I think Timothy Olyphant is kind of bad in it in a way that services it because he clearly doesn't understand what he's doing.
Weird casting. Do you know who I cast?
Go on.
Mark Strong.
I think that's a really good call.
Thank you.
I think Mark Strong would make a great Agent 47. Yeah. But yeah, Timothy Olyphant doesn't really seem to understand the brief. And yet,
he
makes him seem like a bit of a guy out of time and out of place. And that's Agent 47.
Yeah.
I love the scene where he says to Olga, I was raised in an orphanage. They didn't give us names. They gave us numbers. Mine was 47. And she goes, that makes sense. Like she's just like known him for an hour and's like, okay, that explains so much about you. Like, you have a number. Like, I think that movie's pretty fun. The second one is one of the worst films I've ever tried to watch.
I haven't seen the other
Josh.
You didn't get through it.
Friend of the pod.
Duhamel?
Made the second one with
Sega. Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel, friend of the pod.
From Las Vegas.
Josh
Duhamel is what I said.
Yeah, but isn't that?
No, in the movie. No, it's Rupert Friend.
What?
Oh.
Is it really?
Yes, it's Rupert Friend as Agent 47, and it is one of the most unwatchable. Like, it feels like you're being exposed to, like what is G-force? Like, when you're going into space, like, you just kind of G-force. Slowly start sinking away from the film, and you lose consciousness. You're like, I cannot
and your face starts going like this.
Truly, you cannot keep watching it. It just, like, it just gives you nothing. It's an awful film. But the first one, I think, is kind of fun.
I'll give you one more of my good. I've got a couple of bad ones I want to reel through super quick. But my last good one, and it's a doubleheader, is Lara Croft Tomb Raider back in 2001. Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Really campy.
Good casting.
It kind of made it.
Casting.
Kind of,
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, it kind of made video game movies viable, though.
Yeah.
You know,
it really did.
It did.
Culturally, it did a lot.
That poster was fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
It's insane how much she became Lara Croft for a little
while. Iconic. She looks fantastic. The film is, it just kind of throws everything at you. It doesn't really matter what the story is kind of providing for you. It's just like, it's a video game movie. And but at like the time, we kind of bought it. We're just like, yeah, fuck it.
It was like really into like the athleticism, the stunts.
Yeah.
And like Angelina's doing a lot of that stuff. Yeah. She's doing that silk work, sorry, the wire work. Yeah. And
she's doing that silk work as well, man. You know, she did. Don't put it past her.
She is painted, painted silk into her uniforms.
Salt.
I think of salt.
I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no silk movie.
I can picture it.
Salt's an okay movie.
But then the reboot they did with Alicia Vikander, who in 2018.
Yeah.
And it has Walton Goggins in it too.
Oh. Excellent.
It's actually pretty good.
From Fallout fame.
Which TV shows?
Yeah. It's a good reboot.
Okay.
What? Shit.
Sorry. I just that's a different thing. Sorry.
Probably talk about it.
I'm sorry.
Don't. Walton Goggins as the ghoul.
We have excluded the rules of TV here. I mean, obviously that seems to be.
I think you heard me.
We spoke about Last of Us for like 5 minutes.
My argument is that the most successful adaptations are actually coming and stemming from TV shows. I think it's a better format for it because it's long form.
Yeah. You need more time.
And you can cover.
Yeah. Because games are
explore
enormous.
Flesh it out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I played Fallout on my phone, so I feel like I understood that one.
A Fallout Shelter? Yeah.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Like, that's it. Frank, awesome. Good work.
Thank you.
Don't patronize him.
No.
That's a good game.
Milk-a-Cola. Look at me, guys. I'm a gamer.
said it.
Do you want to talk about the rotten ones?
I still have one more that I really like.
Please.
Two more that I like.
Okay.
I like both the Final Fantasy movies. Now I know
animated
ones. I know the Spirit Within is not. It's kind of like a completely different story from any of the Final Fantasy games. It's just like completely original, but separate. And then Final Fantasy Advent Children is an extension of Final Fantasy VII. I think they're like. I feel like someone's going to come and like reinstall my virginity talking about this, but like it is just like there is something compelling about those. There is something compelling about those films, especially The Spirit Within, which I remember watching as a child, and adults would walk into the room and kind of be a little compelled by it. And 5 minutes in, they'd be like, is this animated? And I'm like, yeah. And they were blown away. Like
are you dumb?
No. The level
Call a response, guys.
The level of sharpness in that animation in the year 99 or 2000.
It was insane.
Yeah. It was crazy how good that movie looked. And then Advent Children obviously just kind of looks like the game.
Yeah.
But it's compelling. There's some interesting stuff going on in those movies. They're weird. They're very specific.
One more that I loved growing up was, again, reinstalling virginity, Pokemon 2000.
Wait, is that the second one?
That's the second one.
See, I never saw the second one. Yeah, I saw Pokemon, the first movie.
Yeah, Pokemon, good.
Which is up there.
Pokemon 2000.
Is that? Yeah, I know the one.
It came out in 2000.
Yeah. That's a real
No, it didn't. It actually came out in 99.
Did it?
I don't know.
He might be right.
I think I'm right about that. Pokemon the movie came out in 98.
Do you know Detective Pikachu's actually kind of fun?
It's okay. Yeah. I like Justice Smith in that movie. Yeah. I think he's a good actor.
It's fun.
It
came out in 99. What the hell?
Yeah, I was pretty sure it did.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu's all right. That's before we got to Ryan Reynolds' sickness.
Yes.
It was right on the precipice. Yeah.
Do you have that sickness?
No,
I didn't think so.
I need another serve.
Oh God.
Reynolds.
I'm going to reel off these real
quick. Yeah, let's go bad ones. Good bad ones.
Go on.
Super Mario 1993.
Oh,
I've never seen it. I should watch it.
It's a hard watch.
Oh my
Bob
gosh.
Hoskins and
John Leguizamo. Dennis Hopper as King Koopa.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't legally use Bowser. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a mess. It is worth a watch for the cultural significance that it holds.
John Leguizamo say that they were
Leguizamo?
Just stumbling over.
It's Leguizamo, isn't it?
It's Leguizamo, but
legs and arms,
I'm pretty sure there's seven syllables in that.
I thought it was a
Leguizamo.
Okay, John.
What kind of pasta you want? Just give me the Leguizamo. That's all I need.
He's using his legs and arms, though. Okay. He said they were drunk the whole time, right?
Yeah, he said him and Hoskins were just constantly drunk.
That's fantastic.
They got cast in it and they were like, we can't get out of this project now. It's fucked. Yep. Let's just do whatever.
Yeah,
oh, dear. Good for them.
And it shows.
What do you think of the new Super Mario? Chris Pratt?
It's fine. It's fine.
Another movie I couldn't get all the way through. I fell asleep and I was like, I'm not watching the rest of that.
Jack Black as Bowser.
It's so uninteresting, really.
Yeah.
Ultimately. And Chris Pratt was wrong. He was just wrong casting.
It's a movie that's got no legs.
Chris Pratt, legs and arms though. Chris Pratt is like, talk about getting sick of people. He's way too much. Religious.
I was almost going to watch this Electric State thing that he's doing, but I can't. I just can't.
With Stranger Things.
Yeah. Millie Bobby. Yeah,
apparently it's the worst movie of all time.
Well, at least they spent $250,000 on it.
Yeah, at least it's expensive.
Imagine having a baby and calling her Stranger and then last name Things.
Yeah, middle name.
Has a name, bro.
I don't care what it is. She's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Borderlands 2024 is a hot mess.
Oh, Kate Blanchett.
So bad.
Isn't Jack Black in that as well?
He's
a voice.
He's the robot. Yeah.
And he's probably the best thing in it.
Wow, he's everywhere.
Who the fuck cast Kate Blanchett? Her agent needs to be fired. You are Kate Blanchett.
To come off Tar, 3 years ago?
If you're building your career and you're told you have to do the video game film or the action movie or whatever, sure. Why are you backpedaling?
Sometimes is a contractual thing, which I know seems a little strange when Kate Blanchett's at the level she's at, but she really might have a movie come out in a year or two where we're like, well, that was a weird indie film. And it's like she got to make that and she got to fund that because she did Borderlands, but... Yeah, I think it's very embarrassing.
I can't imagine Kate Blanchett is, and this is not really the question, but I don't think she's that wealthy. So if they go, hey, you want to do Borderlands for 20 mil? She'll go, okay.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It is a bigger payday than she would.
With the cost of living in Australia? Probably not.
Wow. Eggs are $12.
Election tomorrow, folks.
Yeah.
Don't date us.
God damn it. Uncharted 2022, Tom Holland's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Really bad. Just awful.
I haven't seen most video games adaptations.
I know this guy. Tom Holland plays...
Go.
Oh, he's wearing a Henley shirt and khakis.
Yeah, you've got the visual. You looking for a name?
Yeah. I don't know.
It rhymes with Smake.
Jake?
Mayfin Smake. He's not going to get there.
Maven Smake?
Close. That does rhyme.
That was close.
Hey, you're close. It's Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake. That's what I said, isn't it?
And Mark Wahlberg is Sully.
It's bad casting.
Mark Wahlberg should be Nathan Drake. Everyone knows that.
Now, speaking about Mark Wahlberg, did you ever see Max Payne?
No, I kind of forgot that existed.
Max Payne was thinking about that the other day. And Mila Kunis.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really, really bad casting. Again, visually, they went for that Sin City, Robert Rodriguez sort of comic book style, black and white, mixes into color. Visually, it's actually kind of great. Yeah. They almost had it, and then they cast it.
Yeah.
And they shot it down in flames.
Sin City rules.
It sounds to me like I've seen way too many.
Aaron Paul, Need for Speed.
I didn't feel the need.
Good.
I haven't seen Gran Turismo. I haven't seen so many.
Gran Turismo is not based on a game. Gran Turismo is based on the story of that guy who is playing the game. You know what I mean? It's not actually based on the video game. It's based on a real life story of a guy who played Gran Turismo and then became a real driver. So I don't think that counts in the category.
I don't think it does,
man.
Do you think that?
Because the story of Gran Turismo is pick a car, drive around
that. IP to make that movie?
I don't think they did. Okay. I don't know.
Thank you, Earth Troll in the corner.
Do you like Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great video game movie not a video game
adaptation. Ready Player One.
I believe it is.
Yeah, I haven't seen Ready Player
One. Wreck-It Ralph, they're about video games.
No, but Wreck-It Ralph is a video game.
Now it is.
Was it not prior?
None of them are.
Originally?
Sorry, no. I thought you guys were throwing that out. No.
I thought Wreck-It Ralph was actually
based on a video game. Google I don't believe so.
Nah.
I believe Wreck-It Ralph is an original property for the movie.
An arcade game form.
Yeah, because
in arcade form.
Yeah, because everything else, obviously, with Pac-Man and all these other references in the movie. But no, I do think Wreck-It Ralph is just they made him up for the movie. He is original. And it's great. It's
so it. They're still actively developing arcade games.
Yeah, I think there's some arcade
like,
sort
like
of
jukeboxy
like,
arcade. I'm talking.
What are you
like,
doing with your hand right now?
We understand what a juke? Yeah, we understand what a jukebox is.
What you do? You shouldn't be going to the arcade and doing that. You can do that.
I'm
home.
Banned from the arcade. I can't do it anymore.
I won too many tickets.
Do you guys have Rick and Ralph in here?
Oh, too many tickets.
This has come.
Cutting that.
That'd be fine.
Sure.
I think we.
Anyone got anything else? No. Wait, anyone got anything else?
Honorable mention to bad is Five Nights at Freddy's. I watched that. That's I literally tuned.
I actually
kind of aren't they making another one?
That.
Like that went well.
It went very well.
Yeah.
And it's
they got it for a 6.9.
It's pretty shit.
Alrighty. On that note,
why did you pick this?
That was fun. Yeah. That's the best time I've ever had with you guys.
Sadly, you might be right.
Why are you so mean?
What? Why? I'm saying that was a nice time.
Okay. Live a little. Touch some grass. Play some video games. Whatever.
I might watch Hitman again.
Are they going to do Wii Sports the game, the movie? Wii Sports the game, the movie.
Are you serious?
Wii Tennis. Oh, Wimbledon.
Right. We are sick of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Throwing the Power. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
That was video games. Good movies versus video games or something.
Beep, beep,
I forget, honestly. I don't know what we just did. Send us
sound more checks.
Send us an Instagram. Shut the fuck up, you Jesus Christ.